This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So this Titanic, are you already sick of this song? You're crying?
I'm already crying. Have you seen the musical Titanic?
No.
Oh, there is a comedy in London. They make fun of Celine Dion, and it's just a train wreck. So, but do go see
Have
it.
Have you heard that song through a recorder?
I had it on Memorex.
Yes, and we don't need to do that right now.
Right. No, stop talking
about that. Our friend George with Union Station is here.
Because I'll start singing The Sun Will Come Out
promise
tomorrow.
Promise not to break any rules.
No, I'm really good.
FCC or otherwise.
Yes.
The Titanic.
They're taking me.
The Titanic is coming back.
Yes.
For those of you who are about our age, we were stunned to learn it was about 25 years ago, Titanic was last at Union Station.
No, the very first one.
That's crazy.
Then we did it 12, 15 years
ago.
But
the 25 years ago one's the one I remember with the plates.
Yeah, and it was upstairs. It was upstairs.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be doing things. We'll be doing high teas. We're going to recreate one of the rooms because the Prigian room was where you would have high tea on the Titanic. So we're going to be doing that. There are a lot of things that are different. We have to talk to today's kids and today's market. And when they're on their screens and their AI, we have to do it bigger than life. So that's what this exhibition will be.
You'll feel like you're on it.
You will. When you're walking down, there's a part where the water actually comes in on you on the sides in augmented reality. There's a spot where you'll be in a boat, lifeboat, and you'll be watching on the screens around you what's actually happening as the ship sinks to the darkness. Nobody, Rose won't be there. But
Will Jack
be there?
He could be.
I would hope so.
Hanging on to that door for dear life, man.
Poor Jack.
The staircase.
He should have never met her.
No.
Yeah, tell us about this.
The staircase?
Oh, yeah. So the interesting thing about this exhibition, the Olympia, which was the exact copy of the Titanic, continued on many years until it was decommissioned in 1935, is exactly the same as Titanic.
So it kept taking passengers even after the Titanic sank.
Oh, yeah. Added more.
Wow.
Like a
more
twin,
ships.
Like a twin ship.
Identical.
Huh.
Down to the... Except where I was just talking about the Prigian deck.
Yeah.
They had converted that to make it look like a garden. But on that one, the Olympia, was actually where you would sit and breathe in the air. But all the woodwork, exactly the same. So when you come to this exhibition, not only will you see the artifacts from Titanic, you will also see the artifacts from the Olympia. So you'll see the carvings of the staircase, which were identical.
Wow.
And so you'll see it, and then you'll at least have a chance to see the craftsmanship that was there.
Now, will you have the entire staircase or just
portions of it?
Okay.
And then an augmented experience, because our ceilings aren't that tall downstairs. They're 15 feet, but this thing was two stories,
so
if you can imagine.
Wait a minute. You have 200 artifacts.
Yeah.
One of the things that's always confused me about this.
Yeah.
Who owns the stuff?
The stuff is owned by either private collectors,
okay,
which you talked about a little bit off the air,
yeah,
private collectors, but also the company that found it in the 80s that went down and did the dive. There is an actual organization that owns that. And there is a super secret facility that no one knows about, or right, where the locations are in Atlanta where they have those artifacts.
Got it.
And so that's what it is. And it's owned in trust.
Okay.
It's
called RMS Titanic.
It's the RMS Titanic.
There you
okay,
go. Right.
But okay, so those are the owners. Will they? Do you know? And this is probably outside of your purview, but I'm
it
so
is.
Fascinated in this. Why can't they go down and bring up other stuff if, in fact, we're losing it day by day to the oxidation or whatever you call it? Do you think we'll ever see more stuff, or is this the stuff?
Well, the tragic situation of the Titan was one example of
yep.
that. You know, it's so deep and so
the quest
buried,
to get down there.
Right.
Yes.
And it's a journey, and, you know, it was a horrible situation with those individuals losing their lives. So there is a really good National Geographic show that you must watch, and I'm hoping we'll be able to play it. But we'll be doing seminars about this
good.
And the stories. There's so many stories, right? The baker, all the story about the baker throwing the bread off to save people as he went down.
Wow.
They're just story after story after story. So I think the conversation 25 years ago, let's look, give me my card. Let me know if I'm going to survive
right.
or not.
Right, I remember that.
Right, that's fine.
I
that
did
was
not
great
survive,
it
by the survive. Way.
No, well, many people did perish,
not.
1500,
yeah.
So your odds were not good. But you'll start to learn about the immigrants that were coming here
yeah.
to a better life, you know. So they had saved up everything, not only those that had more money than you could ever imagine. Think about J.P. Morgan. He owned the Red Star Line, right? What did J.P. Morgan not own, right? So J. Pierpont Morgan, named after Pierpont's at Union Station. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That was
not.
His middle name, and that's where a lot of the money came from. His mother was a Pierpont. Do you have any idea where they made all their money? On what recording?
I was going to guess steel or something.
No. They had the mother had the rights to one song.
Is it Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On?
No, she wouldn't have been around, but Mel Gibson's mother would have. So we'll start
Dorothy
Gibson. And no, you have your callers sent in and say, what is the song that Pierpont's is known for? And it's always a very special time at the holiday season.
Okay.
So it's a holiday song.
Right, there you go. But I'm connecting way too much information.
No,
but,
I love
but,
all of this. And I love
Pierpont. And it's all time. Because he created the railroads. He owned the rail lines.
Did they own Jingle Bells?
They did.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
I
now
didn't know
you,
anyone could own
right,
Jingle Bells.
The mother did. Not J.P.
Yeah,
Morgan. The mother
did.
Had money, right? Everybody had money at the time. So he owned all the railroads. He owned the Red Star Line. So I think there's so many stories that people now want to know about. And the world has changed so much, and the class systems. I think people are really going to be amazed.
You know what I find fascinating is the evolution of the exhibit.
Yeah.
You know, and taking nothing away, Dana and I are both old enough to have gone to the first Titanic exhibit you guys had, you know, in 2001 or whenever it was. And it was nice.
Right.
But it was like you were going into a museum.
Correct.
You would look at the menus and you would read what they might have had for dinner that night. Right. And then you'd go over here and look at the plates. And
oh, I loved
here's
it.
The silverware.
How did those plates stay perfectly lined up in that
under,
thing?
Under that
under
much
the
pressure.
Box, under that right. much pressure.
Right.
And you'll see them.
And
yeah.
it was still a fascinating exhibit.
Right.
But with all the new technology that we have and everything else, you know, I told you during the break, it'll be, I don't know that you will ever be able to top Auschwitz.
Hmm.
But it was so, you know, it was so inclusive. It took you to Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm. The story.
The story.
Right.
You know, obviously not literally, but figuratively. And you almost felt like you had been transformed in time
yeah.
and place.
Yeah.
And the just the quality of the exhibit, it's incredible.
In the world, and we've been very fortunate to be able to build that international reputation and then add something
yeah.
special to Kansas City. But in the end, It's all about the stories. And that's what only Union Station, it's about the stories.
And if your teenagers are saying, well, why do I care about this? I don't even remember the movie. You know, it gets back. I'm glad you brought up the Titan. It is still, for me, man versus nature. Man thinks they can go down in the Titan submersible, and we are going to build this thing out of duct tape and an Atari joystick, and we are going to go down there, and Mother Nature will win every single time. It literally was like the alpha and the omega of that awful tragedy.
And no matter how much money you had, in the end, the sea always wins.
The sea won. It didn't matter how rich you were.
And made no difference, the quality of life, but it's still the story.
Yeah.
And I think it speaks even, I mean, do you watch The Gilded Age?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is the time.
That's the
story. Think about all of the individuals and all the clothes that they had to put in these massive
trunks.
They were changing clothes, what, 5-6 times a day?
Yeah.
You know, and so even some of the people at down at the Biltmore, which is the family, I'm trying to think, I forgot their names, but they were to be on that ship.
Wow.
And they sent all their servants, and it went down, but they didn't.
Oh, gosh.
And so that's a story that you're going to learn. And I hope that, you know, we'll be able to tell a little bit about Kansas City in the process. You know, J.P. Morgan's connection, but just also the Kansas City stories of the immigrants and are very wealthy that we're here in Kansas City.
I did not know the Pierpont's was the J.P. and the P in J.P.
There
Morgan.
You go. See?
Is that why you're one of the only places you can get Pappy Van Winkle in town?
I don't know.
Is that the P?
But I and it's all true. So AI me.
When is it coming, George?
It's opening in November. We'll be doing a really cool, elegant gala the night before you'll be there.
Oh,
on
please.
It'll open on November the 9th and it'll run through next spring. And we have some really special things that are happening. We'll be doing many seminars. You know, when we did Disney, we were talking about how to eat like Walt. So we'll be doing the foods of the different classes that night, the music. And it's just become an icon in our world. And there are so many stories. And I can't wait to tell them. And we'll have really smart people that will tell the stories, not me.
Engineers, to balance two people on a door.
And how do you throw a ship in the water, right? You put it in on the side so that it buoys back. You know, I was in Europe recently, and I went on the Britannia. And you look at the royal family and all that, it was the way to travel.
It was.
And now it's just a way to gamble and watch people eat.
Did that man sitting next to me maybe shower 6 months ago? I don't know.
I don't
know. We had time. George, we gotta run. All always right. Great to
Thank
see you,
Thank you
man.
So much. Right. Please have me back after I go to prison.
All right. The new Titanic exhibit coming in November of this year. It'll run through the spring at Union Station in downtown Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'll tell you this. He is horribly good radio. But it scares me every time that man walks in the room. I never know what's coming out of his mouth. But he is very entertaining, very knowledgeable. And I'll tell you this. I'm not saying this because he might be listening in the car or not. He is largely responsible for turning what a lot of people thought was a dead turd.
It was in the red forever.
Yeah. And it was the butt of jokes.
Oh, I wouldn't say it was the butt of jokes.
I
will say this. It is a crown jewel of Kansas City.
Without question.
Even the kids today, you cannot imagine this town without it. As Union Station is the backdrop for the NFL draft,
mm-hmm.
You cannot imagine this town without Union Station, but we almost lost it.
We almost did.
Before that bi-state tax. And I think it was the Diana exhibit that was the first time, no pun intended, that ship started to turn around.
I think you're right. That was the first exhibit. And I had been to the Titanic one before that and a couple of others. I don't remember all of them. But that was the first time I remember showing up at Union Station. I was dating a gal that really wanted to see it. And so I took her down there. And that was the first time I remember we were waiting outside.
Yeah.
To get in.
Yeah.
That many people showed up, and the line literally stretched out the front door of Union Station and around the corner. We now have the official cause of death for Ozzy Osbourne, who died last week. The Black Sabbath frontman officially died at the age of 76 from cardiac arrest, acute myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease, and Parkinson's disease. He was surrounded by love at the time of his death. May God bless him and his family. The vast majority of U.S. adults are at least somewhat stressed about the cost of groceries, according to a new poll, as prices continue to rise and concerns about the impact of potential tariffs remain widespread. About half of all Americans say the cost of groceries is a major source of stress in their life right now, while 33% say it continues to be a minor source of stress. Only 14% of Americans say the price of groceries does not create any stress in their lives whatsoever.
Those are rich people.
Right. Other financial stressors like the cost of housing or the amount of money in their bank accounts are also broadly felt, but they weigh more heavily on younger Americans who are less likely than older adults to have significant savings or own property.
All right, I've been waiting to get to this story all day long. We can either do it at 4:30, we can do it at the top of the
Prairie
5.
Village?
There, yep.
I think we move Prairie Village
I think
to
we
five.
Do it at 5, but I want to warn people because if you live in PV, and I love Prairie Village, it was the first house we ever had in this town was in Prairie Village. I adore that town. However,
super cute. Super cute.
People are starting to say, enough is enough.
Yeah.
When you drive through the streets of that beautiful town, and it's really just the four major blocks and then all the cross streets, you will hear almost morning, noon, and night, beep, beep, mm-hmm. beep. Construction on a house recently, it's a knockdown, that's all they do over there anymore, set a neighboring home on fire.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
And I spend a lot of time in that town. And so coming up at 5, we're going to talk about it. There has been some chatter. As a city, can you not put a cap on the number of knockdown construction sites on one block or in one city? Because what's happening, Scott, is you'll go one block and, you know, maybe off of Belinder, those have already been knocked down, so it's pretty quiet. You go a little bit over into Mission or Row or Knoll, you could have one block with 5 knockdown mm-hmm. construction mm-hmm. sites. And then the rest of the neighbors are going, you got to be kidding me. I told you this a couple years ago. I went and stayed with Carrie. We were having a drink on her back patio.
Didn't she live in PV?
Yep. She had a house knocked down behind her, one to the left, one to the right, and 2 across the street. Mm-mm. She Mm-mm. could not get in or out of her home.
No.
She loves her neighbors and she loves her. I love her neighbors.
Yeah.
But when can a city say, we have to go back to the drawing board and figure out, look, Mission, I'm talking to you, Roland Park.
Oh, it was happening on my block in Ropo.
They need to watch what is going on in Prairie Village now because it's coming.
Keep this in mind. And they only did it to one house before I moved out, 4.5 years ago. They had torn down one house on my block, okay? And keep in mind, these homes were not on my block. You went to my house many times. We're not incredibly expensive.
Beautifully well-kept, modestly sized homes.
My house was 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1-car garage. Yep. I bought it during the height of the recession in 2010 for $130,000. $130,000.
Took up about a third of the lot. If memory serves.
That's about right.
What did the new one take up, Scott? Give me a percentage.
It took up well over half. And when they finished building it, it went on the market for $1.2 million.
Here's the other question I have. Why do I feel like it's okay if it's like Bob and Martha next door who want to upgrade their home? But if it's the developer that's coming in and paying cash for all of these and pricing everyone out of the market and then putting up a cookie cutter house that sort of fits the aesthetic of Prairie Village, but then they're going to leave with their millions, that ticks me off.
But this house on my block, you know, 5-6 years ago, didn't look like any other house on the block. Completely different look.
And the cities have got to get ahead of this.
All right, we'll get to that right after 5 o'clock. It's a great story. We'll take care of that at 5 o'clock. Dana Wright, Logan Weber, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, listen, we like to goof on the program, but when there's something serious to talk about, we will update you and do that as well. And so this next topic is one of those things where we have joked about this story, Scott, for years on this program, and now there is sort of a serious update to it, but also with one of those silver linings that makes me love this town so much. So a couple of days ago, a truck driver that was in a truck too tall for the Independence Avenue Bridge.
Most of them are.
Crashed right on in. That 12-foot, 0-inches sign, he crashed right on under it. And I'm going to read to you the post from the administrator on Facebook of the page, Independence Avenue Truck Eating Bridge. Like, it is a Facebook page. If you follow it, every single time a truck hits it, there's an update.
Okay.
Here is Rachel's post. Message from the group administrator. This group was created to bring attention to the Independence Avenue Truck Eating Bridge. The intention was that by knowing about the bridge, drivers would quit hitting the bridge. More conversations about the bridge, the more people would know. I do believe this group has helped contribute to fewer drivers hitting the bridge. In fact, the number of drivers who hit the bridge since this group started has gone down considerably.
Is it?
They talk about all of the news stations. There's only, like, everybody's covered everything. There's 20,000 people in this Facebook group, all of that stuff. She writes, I will admit it is sometimes hilarious how people think that a 13-foot truck will fit under a 12-foot bridge. And most of the time I sit back wondering what was in their mind. But recently the Independence Avenue Truck Eating Bridge ate another truck. We laughed. It is all fun and games until someone gets hurt, and someone this time was seriously hurt.
Oh, that's too bad.
That is not funny, she writes. I think we can do some good. Let's help the driver's family and at the same time spread the word about the bridge in Kansas City that eats the trucks. Even if everyone would give $1, we could raise $20,000 to help pay some hospital bills. So after you finish laughing about the guy who hit the bridge, she writes, have some compassion, donate $1. And after you give, go tell a trucker in your life that the Independence Avenue Truck Eating Bridge in Kansas City is no joke. And I want to show you a photo, Scott. You are welcome to describe it for our listeners of the truck that the driver was in who was seriously injured striking that bridge.
Well, I'm assuming the picture on the left is what used to be the cab.
It's crushed.
Yeah. And Dana, honest to God, I can't make out what that is on the right. It obviously is used to be a vehicle that moved, and now it yep. doesn't.
So this is a relative of the truck driver, because the original post saying this is serious now, someone's been hurt. A relative of the driver writes this yesterday afternoon. For those of you that prayed for my uncle and my family and showed up in the comment section here, thank you. Today's update is he's coughing. All of those fluids, he's coughing up on his own. He is in so much better shape than he was. We are so thankful as a family that this great city is behind him. We feel the prayers and the positive vibes flowing through him. We are so grateful to see him returning to himself little by little, she writes. Kansas City, we love you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Okay, so I was just looking up the area, and we talk about this area a lot, near 435 in Midland in Shawnee. And I'm on my GPS. Mm-hmm. It's not showing any of that area under construction.
Okay,
so here is the interchange at Midland and 435. There's no red markings or anything like that. Why can't we create, and maybe the technology already does exist, why can't we create technology that tells people? Because you know the only reason anybody's going under the Independence Avenue Bridge is they put the truck driver has put the location in their GPS, and it's telling them to go down Independence Avenue. And why can't we, in an era where we're getting ready to put a nuclear reactor on the moon,
I know,
create some sort of technology that says, hey, moron, do not go under that bridge if you're in a truck, because you will not reach the other side. And by other side, I don't mean heaven. I just mean the other side of the bridge.
Scott, I don't know. Other cities have struggled with this.
But didn't they fix it in that one town in North Carolina where they kind of sort of figured it out? They have a similar bridge. It's like 11 feet, 9 inches tall. And they did something. Memory escapes me, and I can't recall what it was that they did, where trucks are no longer hitting this bridge.
Outside of routing everything around it, I don't know what you do. And people have called in before to say it's not possible where this is located to route anything around it. Obviously, it's under a railway.
You and I, a year and a half ago, went down and looked at the dangling fiberglass wind chimes that they put up there.
They did.
For lack of a better phrase.
And I think those have probably helped. I think
they get knocked down.
I think talking about it on this program has helped. I really, really do.
Do you really?
You know what I would like?
Stop hitting the bridge?
No, yes. I would like the breakdown of drivers and where they are based. Not necessarily where they're from, but where they're based. And I wonder if it's never a local driver that gets caught under that thing. Because by now, if you drive a truck here in town, do you not know? It's all over the news all the time.
We already know that to be not true, and here's why. Remember, about a year ago, one of the trucks that hit underneath the bridge was a Lawrence sanitation truck.
Local-ish. That is correct. I do remember that.
Well, if by local-ish you mean they get their information from Kansas City radio and television stations.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like saying Odessa is local-ish. I bet people in Odessa who drive trucks know about the Independence Avenue Bridge.
You would think.
One would hope.
Anyway, I love this town. Everyone's come together. I think they're almost to their goal, and we wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah. A recent Air India flight had some unexpected passengers on board. My favorite creatures on the planet.
Oh, no.
Cockroaches.
No.
On flight 180, Air India 180, from San Francisco to Mumbai.
Wait, it was going from San Francisco
all the way to India. Two passengers were unfortunately bothered by the presence of cockroaches on board, according to a spokesperson for the airline speaking to the USA Today. They notified a crew member who relocated them to different seats. Did they relocate the cockroaches?
Right. They deep cleaned it, I guess, during a scheduled fuel stop.
From the director of Snakes on a Plane comes the exciting sequel, Cockroaches on a Plane.
Oh, my God.
Despite our regular fumigation efforts, insects can sometimes enter an aircraft during ground operations. Air India will be undertaking a comprehensive investigation to determine the source and the cause of the incident and implement measures to prevent recurrence. If I just saw a cockroach, I'm going to gag. It grosses me out. But if you're talking about one, like, falling from the vent above me, I hope there is a defibrillator on board that plane.
I will scream like a girl.
Oh, I would just pass out. I would be night night.
I am absolutely mortified by those creatures. I would rather wear a necklace of tags than be touched by a cockroach. They're so filthy and gross. Ugh.
Why do you think it is that they're the one thing that would survive some like nuclear?
They actually they've proven that.
Of all the things, like if you were going to pick one thing that would survive the end of times, wouldn't you pick like a flamingo or like, you know, the puppy dog or anything but that thing?
I'm looking it up right now. Why would cockroaches survive?
I don't want to know.
A nuclear blast.
I don't even like talking about it.
All right, cockroaches are not immune to a nuclear blast, but they can survive higher levels of radiation than humans, and some might survive if they are shielded from the initial blast heat and shockwave.
Got it.
So where you and I would vaporize, as long as they're far enough away from the heat and the shock,
got it.
The cockroach would survive. Would have a better chance of survival than you would.
Yeah,
Their ability to withstand radiation is due to slower cell division compared to mammals. While they might survive the radiation, the intense heat and blast force of a nuclear explosion would likely kill them if they were at ground zero. Okay. Well, duh.
Okay.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Speaking of airlines, a new luggage tag scam has been taking off, apparently. An airport worker is from the New York Post. An airport worker who works for Delta, claims to be a manager, took to Reddit to warn travelers about a growing scam at airports. Quoting here, "I just want to let everyone know, please start discarding your bag tags when you get home." You know those little white sticky tags that they put on your luggage?
Yes, that are impossible to separate and get.
That say MCI home or whatever. Yeah. The poster claims that there's an influx of fraudulent claims submitted for missing items with people using tossed luggage tags to make the claims. He says these people are observing who is removing their luggage tags in the claim area, digging through the trash, getting out your bag tag, and using your information to submit claims for reimbursement.
Don't they have to have more information than just that when they're, although I've seen the meme before where it's like, if you want to get on an airplane, you got to provide 46,000 different types of like, this is who I am. You got to take your shoes off. Mm-hmm. And everything is very secure until you get to that turnstile. And then it's like, whichever one you want, just grab it. That sort of is true.
Right. Well, I mean, you just say, my name is so-and-so and here's my tag information and I never got my bag.
But why would you have the tag? The tag's supposed to be on the bag.
But I have the number because remember they give you the little receipt slip.
Right, but if they found somehow that little receipt slip, doesn't that mean that you don't have it?
They're using the long form tag that you're ripping off your bag and throwing in the trash because it has the same numbers on it as the little receipt slip.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm ready to believe this is a scam sweeping the nation.
Okay. Dana, I just report the news. I do it very well.
They're going to get to the counter before you, like, and then what? Hope that you have more than underwear in your luggage?
You're going to go home and forget that you were even at the airport while they're going to turn around tomorrow and file a fraudulent claim that they never got their bag.
Or that it was damaged or whatever else, and then they're going to get reimbursed for the airport, you're going
to
get in trouble.
But as long as they're not stealing my underwear, airlines have got to figure that out on their own.
Okay. 913-586. Why is it just your underpants?
Because I don't want anyone rummaging through my stuff. I thought you were saying they were going to take the tag and go up there and say, I want my luggage. And I'm like, well, you know what you're going to get out of my luggage?
Underpants?
Yeah.
913-586-7798. So in the state of Tennessee, it's been busy in Tennessee today. They captured the quadruple murder suspect around 8 o'clock this morning. He was in the woods, not far from where he was recently seen on a Ring doorbell camera knocking on somebody's door in the middle of the night.
Trying to open it.
And then when nobody answered the door, he kind of jiggles the front doorknob. He was carrying a rifle with him at the time, wearing camouflage. Thank God he didn't get access into that home, assuming that somebody was inside, maybe sleeping, who knows. But anyway, very quickly, the state of Tennessee also executed a man earlier this morning. He died at 10:43 for the 1988 murders of his girlfriend and her two young daughters. I don't know why I find this fascinating, but I do. And maybe I'm telling on myself a little bit. Anytime I read that somebody has been executed, I will immediately click on the story to read what their last words were. Oh. And I don't know why I find that so fascinating.
I don't care about their last words. I click on the story when I do to make sure they really did it. Because I am very uncomfortable with how many oops, we almost screwed that one ups we have in the United States in the last 10, 15 years.
Fair point. He did not have any last words. Now, his execution was a little bit controversial because he has a pacemaker or defibrillator or something. He has something in his heart. And his attorneys were complaining that it might shock him when he's being executed, trying to get his heart to start back up or whatever. His last words, and these were not toward the witnesses, he told his spiritual advisor, whomever was standing next to him, it hurt so bad. And his spiritual advisor just said, I'm so sorry. And that's it.
A little bit of breaking news in this past hour. Harrisonville police are investigating a shooting that injured one person outside of the Walmart there on 291. Suspect is in custody. No word yet on what led up to it. Police believe there is no, quote, danger to the public at this time. Okay. Then we have a viral trend that, my God, are we the dumbest? Are we the dumbest, Scott?
Did you say viral trend and dumbest in the same sentence?
There is a viral trend that is apparently born out of some Nicki Minaj rap video from 2013 where she balances on her high heels next to a swimming pool. So women who are not on a movie set now think it's fun to balance on various objects wearing spiked high heels to see if they can, quote, maintain their balance, right?
Do you try to balance on the heels?
I don't know, Scott, because So one, quote, influencer, weeks after giving birth, has broken her back while trying to balance in high heels on a can of baby formula perched on top of a metal mixing bowl. Mm. The mixing bowl shifted. She went flying backward and is now injured.
So she broke her back?
Other women have taken to social, balancing on cans of Spam, nail polish.
Wow, that's impressive.
Do not. What? Why?
Quick break for the news. She is Dana Wright, that guy over there, filling in for Sam. He is back on Monday. That is Logan.
I wouldn't balance on nail polish wearing flip-flops.
My name is Scott Parks.
Why?
We're back after the news in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.